Welcome to the Ralph William Podcast. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Cafecito.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with Barb W.
Cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Un cafecito.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Ralph William here. And I want to say thank you for hanging out with us on the radio show this morning. And we hope that we get more people to hang out for your morning commute. If you're going to work, leaving from work, make sure to download our mobile app on your Google or Apple store. That is Epic Strategies Network. And help support the station by going to patreon.com/WESN Radio. Follow me on Twitter at Ralph William and also on the station WESN Radio. So this is a coffee with RW. And wow, today I must have had a busy show today because I'm almost done with my big old Betty Yeti. I got this 30-ounce Yeti container, and it was filled with coffee, and I also had a mug of coffee. So if you have your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your sippy cups, your doggy bowls, if you have a beer hat, you want to drink it like that, then go ahead and do so and join me in this sip. This smells so good, of cafecito. Good morning, Mama Bear.
Good morning, Ralph William.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. The day is kind of rainy out there, though. It's pretty nasty outside.
It's sunny here.
Yeah, live it up. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Until I thought tomorrow, but I think really Thursday and Friday.
What?
Don't worry, in snow.
Oh.
I don't want to say that too loud, but yeah.
I mean, apparently it might happen to me or to us here in the States as well. I think at least on my forecast, there's it gives you like the 10-day forecast. There's some snowflakes.
I know, for, right?
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be spring. I got spring flowers that are bloomed a little. You know.
And now it's going to be snowed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just when you think it's time to go for long walks and
yep.
And do some gardening. Mother Nature's like, no, not yet. Not quite yet.
So don't take your snow tires off your vehicles, people.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck, for the clap. Appreciate that. So what's going on with you, Mama Bear? How's this show coming along? For those of them that don't know, Mama Bear does a show on WESN on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time called the Mama Bear Tracy Show. So how's it going?
Good.
Very good. right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's coming along.
Yes. I have to tune in and find out what it's all about.
Uh-oh. A little teaser.
A teaser?
No, I'm just saying that's the teaser right there.
Oh, yeah, that can be the teaser.
Hmm. So, yeah, it's I think it's like what do you call it? Spring break now, I think.
For who?
Well, here in the States, I think this is around spring break time.
I thought that was the week after ours.
When is yours?
It already happened.
When did that happen? Last week?
No.
This past week?
2 weeks ago, maybe?
Huh.
Because I think some other people that have kids, theirs was the week after.
Yeah, it's usually around this time that people go, you know, to other countries, you know.
Yeah.
They go on vacation or whatever the case may be, but it's usually like a week or around Easter where kids get off, you know.
Yeah. But
I missed those spring breaks.
Me too.
What did you usually do around spring break?
When I was little?
Yeah, whether in either in school or outside of school. Because even as outside of school, like, even though we're not in school, like, spring break for us when we were young adults, we always made it feel like, oh, I got to do something for spring break. What did you do?
Well, I don't think we went away anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That I remember. I just remember being home, you know, going outside, playing with my friends.
Staying up late?
Oh, probably, yeah, of course.
Hmm.
But it was nice to not have to get up early and go to school.
Right.
Yeah.
I usually, when I was out of school, I remember going out and hanging out with the buddies very late and doing naughty things. And going down to, we were in Jersey, going down to the Jersey Shore and, you know, doing naughty things by the Jersey Shore.
Causing trouble.
Well, we didn't really cause trouble. We were like it's not, I don't know, at least for me, at least the group that I was in, like, I don't want to. However this may sound, like, we would just hang out,
smoke
some weed, hang out on porches, play some music, talk-ish, make jokes,
right,
and play music and all that stuff, and some guys would rhyme, and just a little hangout session.
Uh-huh.
But we would just make the effort to go to a different place to do the same thing. You know, like, oh, it's spring break. Let's go to the Jersey Shore and do the exact same thing that we do on a porch. Except for we just do it on the beach, you know?
Yeah, we weren't causing any trouble.
No, we kind of walked on the boardwalk, you know? Mm-hmm. Just hung out in the, you know,
seaside stores.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he says? Seaside what? Time.
Oh, yeah. Seaside. Yeah. Seaside times. Exactly. We would go to these areas and do the same thing that we do in people's porches and just do it on the beach or the boardwalk or in stores. And then try and get back home without getting pulled over.
Yeah.
You know? Those were the times around the spring break times, you know?
The good old days.
The good old days.
Yeah. Someone
you never got pulled over? You sure about that? Huh. I mean, there's been some times, my friend. Well, I don't know about pulled over.
Well, maybe twice.
Yeah. And but there's always good things to remember when it comes to spring break. I remember going to Jersey Shore in the trunk of a car, only because we didn't have enough people, or we couldn't fit everybody in a car. I remember, I forgot how many, but it was like, and even then somebody had to sit on somebody's lap in the back seat. And luckily for me, like there was like little, like airwaves from the back seat into the trunk. And at one point, I think I might have went and came back in the trunk. I'm not sure. But I know I went there in the trunk. But I had my own little joint pretty much to myself in the trunk. You know, I was like, hey, look, if I'm going to be stuck in the trunk, there has to be something to show for it. So, yes.
The good old days when you could do that.
The good old days. Yeah. When I was young and dumb, that was the.
Yeah, but you didn't have still, to really. You didn't have to be in a seat. You didn't have to be in a seatbelt back then, really.
You know what I mean? Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, sure, they still had to, but who? When you're young, who really pays attention? Now it's like whenever I get in a car, it's like automatic. Like I have to put a seatbelt on.
Well, yeah, you get a fine if they pull you over.
Hmm.
It's the law.
It's the law, damn it.
Well, it is here anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know about there, but it is here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of other good things I've done around spring break time. Going to Great Adventure time. I used to enjoy going over there, walking in the hot sun, getting some funnel cakes and soda. Going on this big ride, Kingdom Ka. It's like the highest, just vertical drop. I wonder if they still have that.
You went on that?
Yeah, several times.
You're crazy. A
couple times, yeah. It was scary at the moment, but I was like, man, I got to do it. And when you see, when you go over that little hump on the top and you go, oh my God. That was a... That was a lot of adrenaline rush. Adrenaline rush right there. I also enjoyed the Superman ride. Get to fly like Superman. It was a good one.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's kind of like the one where you you sit, but they put you vertically. I don't know how you, or horizontal, and you're pretty much just going like you're flying. You put your hand up and just like go like you're flying like Superman.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. I don't, they probably maybe gotten rid of it. But those are the things that you kind of look forward to. Like those are the small little memories that stick to me, you know, when it comes to like spring break or the those kind of areas. I remember one time, well, it wasn't a springtime thing, but it was like a spur of the moment, like live your life, not live your life, but YOLO, like, you only live once. Let's go do this. Was for some strange reason, one of the guys that we used to hang out with met a girl online.
Uh-huh.
And I guess wanted to go visit her. She mm-hmm. was in Ohio
mm-hmm.
in the States.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't want to go by myself and all this stuff. And I was like, who's, you know? And he had a Firebird mm-hmm. Camaro. I think it was a Camaro, right? I don't know. Firebird car.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our other buddies that was willing to drive, because you needed two people to drive, so he came and they asked me, they're like, hey, man, you want to go? I was like, oh, man, I don't know. I was in college at the time, so I was like, I don't know what to do. I got a couple of like maybe like a month before I go back to college. Like, yeah, let's do it. And I just went. Craziest and dumbest thing I've ever done. The experience was fun, you know, like driving to Ohio. Mm. But I was known as the guy that was able to fall asleep at a rodeo, and I did. Yeah. Because we pretty much, I broke night because these guys were just, one would drive, then the other one would sleep. Hmm. But I stayed awake to make sure, like, everybody who was driving stayed awake. And we made it to this girl's place. Mm-hmm. Found out she was, apparently, I think she was married. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or married, or she... Or she was living with her brother, or maybe she was married to her brother. I don't know. This is crazy.
She was married to her brother.
I mean, it could have been. Could have been. I think there was a Confederate flag hanging in their kitchen or in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very weird. Very, very weird. Be careful who you meet on the internet, people. Yes.
Yes, exactly. People. White down people. There.
Yeah, be careful who you meet on the internet because they are not who they seem to be.
Except for me.
Well, except for... I mean, you never know. I still don't know. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you never know. For some people, it works out. For some, it don't. But yeah, so we were over there, and because I was so tired, I couldn't sleep. Like it was like
overtired.
Three guys, was it three or four? I don't remember who went on the trip. But we were like, all right, and then they decided, hey, let's go to. It was the first time that I came across a drive-through liquor store. I was like, oh man. You can't get any more hillbilly than this. We were riding in the back bed of a truck, and we went through a drive-through liquor store. It's pretty interesting. I enjoyed it.
I think we still have ours.
You guys got drive-through liquor stores in Canada?
Yeah, just one. Oh. I don't know if it's open still.
Yeah, three guys in a rodeo. Yeah. So apparently, and then we proceeded to go to a rodeo. I'm dragging this story on pretty long. And we went to this rodeo, and everybody was enjoying watching the rodeo. I walked around. I was looking at the bull. I was like, oh, man, that's scary. Big bull.
Mm-hmm.
And we got into, like, these
stadiums. That's
what she said. Oh, my God. Yeah. stadium seating, sort of. Like a school auditorium. Mm-hmm. And I just sat on the seat and I was so freaking tired. I dozed off. I even laid on the bleachers, like just on my back, and I fell asleep.
Well, that's because you didn't sleep before.
Yeah, I know. But of course, I was just pegged. Like, how can somebody... fall asleep at a rodeo. That's how. And of course, I think I drank. I'm not sure.
There's a shock.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I wasn't really a drinker then, but.
Oh, well, maybe you did. Or you were doing something else. But I mean, if you didn't sleep, you're going to fall asleep anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'll find a place to sleep. I don't care.
That's right.
And of course, I think it was that same day or maybe the day after, me and the other guy that came along decided, this is not a good spot to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the buddy that we went with, oh, I'm going to stick around, see how it is. And yeah, so we left him. We left him. We left him. We took his car.
Good friend.
Came back. Yep. So we left him, took his vehicle, came back to good old Jersey, and he ended up staying there for maybe a couple of extra days or maybe a week, and had to get somebody to drive him back because he wasn't having any of that.
So you mean to tell me you didn't go back? It was his vehicle you took, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys didn't go back to get him?
No, I don't know what happened, why we didn't go back. I don't know.
Because you didn't want to drive that far?
Maybe. I'm not sure. But serves him right. He wanted to go and find some love.
On the internet. See?
With someone that had a Confederate flag hanging in their living room. For anybody that knows that history.
Mm. But back then, that wasn't what you thought.
Yeah, and the internet was very different back then. Like, it was fresh when, you know, I don't know.
You thought of the Dukes of Hazzard when you seen that flag.
Well, probably. And maybe that's why they had it.
Yeah.
But, man.
Benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's one of those spur-of-the-moment things where you're just like, ah, YOLO, you know, you only live once, let's take a chance. And you only get a certain amount of those when you're young, at least for me.
Were you in your 20s?
Yes. Yes, I think I was in the... Yeah, I think I was... I might have been like a sophomore in college, so I was like 21 maybe, 22, I don't remember. But yeah. Now the earlier, the later we go, the least risk you want to take,
right?
You know. But the crazy thing is that I waited like what, 20 years? No, yeah, like 20 something years to make another risk, and went to go visit you in Canada. But we talked for good amount of months, maybe a year.
Yeah, it was over at least over a year.
Yeah, at least we figured out that, you know, we're not
psycho?
At least for now, we're not crazy. Yeah, we're not psycho.
Yeah,
we're not psycho. At least enough to warrant a visit.
Right.
Yeah. What's up, Aria? Good morning. Did I invite you, Aria?
He did.
You didn't jump on the panel.
He did.
He did what? He jumped on the panel?
He was on the panel, and then he went down.
Oh, he jumped.
He said, I'm here, but I'm working. It's loud.
No problem, buddy. It's all good. That's Area 81 from the Area 81 podcast. He also does a TikTok called The Best Burrito Club. Make sure to go check that out.
Yeah.
And I saw the piece of one of the burritos. They look delicious. Delicious. So,
and they're big.
What is it?
And it's big.
And it's big.
Perfect.
You can also, if you're in the local area in Cali, you can... you'll be able to know where what are some good local spots for a burrito is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday I'm going to have one.
A burrito?
Mm-hmm.
Technically, you didn't have one when I was there?
Where they're from.
No, I mean like the wraps. Well, you didn't have a wrap? Like the wrap that when I...
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That's pretty much what a burrito is.
Yeah, but I'm talking about...
But I mean, you want the real thing. You want the meat, the cheese,
yeah, the I want
sour
the real
cream.
Thing, baby.
I don't know if you have sour cream.
The real thing, baby.
Yeah, the real thing. The real burrito.
Yeah. So where would you go for that?
In Canada? Nowhere.
I didn't say Canada. I just mean in general. Where would you go?
Well, Mexican restaurant. I mean, it's not the same going to a Taco Bell. I mean, you could get a burrito at Taco Bell, but it's Taco Bell. It's not like an authentic burrito spot.
I don't know if we have a Mexican.
Maybe not in that area, but, you know, wherever the city.
Yeah, Halifax is. Halifax. Not far. Go to Halifax.
Mm-hmm. You can only go, you know, it's got to be a city area where you can get a ethnic foods.
Where was burritos
invented?
What? Invented. Mexico?
Probably Mexico. Yeah.
For real? So you should go to Mexico to get a real burrito.
I mean, I wouldn't, but.
Okay.
I mean.
Why not? You could,
well, I technically can't have an authentic burrito because obviously the meat. Mm. But you can't even drink the water in Mexico. You get sick.
I am.
Speaking of getting sick. No.
What?
What's up there, Rock Wallace?
What's good, yeah? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm having some cafecito.
Un cafecito.
Just for your show.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's like, what? Moonlighting? What does that mean?
He's liking our conversation.
I don't know.
Yeah, someone put your burrito back in your mouth.
Oh.
Moonlighting. Perfect. It's like oh my God, I don't even know how to explain moonlighting.
Yeah, I don't know what moonlighting is.
Or something. You know.
What?
You know.
Oh. What's moonlighting?
Moonlighting.
I don't know. I've heard of the movie Moonlighting. Right? Wasn't there a movie Moonlighting with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, it was an old right. That show.
It was a show? I thought it was a movie. Mm.
No, it was a show.
We're always arguing. Oh, wait. We're
arguing?
Yeah,
Bruce Willis oh my God, what the hell was her name?
The Cher?
No. She did the movie.
So there was a show?
There was a show. Bruce Willis in Lord have mercy, what was that girl's name?
How did he do the movie and the show?
You don't. There's only one movie and one show.
But Bruce Willis did both things?
Bruce Willis didn't do the Moonlighting movie.
Oh, I thought there was a movie that he did.
Not for Moonlighting.
Huh. Well, what Cher was in one of those things, right?
The movie.
Cher was in the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's the movie where she smacks someone and she says, "Snap out of it." Isn't that the one?
Yeah. Who was in the movie then? Who was the guy in the movie? It wasn't Jack Nicholson. No.
I don't think. Maybe somebody can.
We can either do this the easy way or the hard way.
Come on, Aria.
All right, you waited too long.
Damn. Where's Chico when you need him?
In the movie Moonlight, was there a movie or a TV show Moonlighting, and who were the actresses or actress? I can't talk today.
Yeah, you're confusing that girl.
Yeah. I bet you she'll understand.
And I'm trying to keep light.
Moonlighting. That was a classic TV series from the 1980s starring Sybil Shepherd as Maddie
Hayes
and Bruce Willis as David Addison Jr., ooh, two private detectives who solved cases together and had a bit of romantic tension.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The show also featured Alice Beasley as their quirky receptionist, Agnes DePesto, Curtis Armstrong as their temp worker turned junior detective, and a bunch of other talented actors and actresses. It was one of the first successful examples of a dramedy TV show, mixing comedy, drama, and romance all into one. Is mm-hmm. that the show you were thinking of, Ralph? Or were you thinking of something else?
Yeah, that's the show I was thinking about, Chica, but wasn't there a movie by the same name? And who were the actors there?
The movie was Moonlight.
Ah, yes, there was also a movie called Moonlighting, released in 1982. It was a Polish-British film directed by Jerzy Skolimowski and starring Jiří Stanislav, Eugenius Haczkiewicz, Dennis Holmes, Renu Setner, David Calder, Judy Gridley, Claire Tozan, no. Catherine Harding, Jill Johnson, and
it was Moon Knight.
It's a very different movie from the TV show with the same name, and it's not as well known. The plot follows a group of Polish workers who come to London to work illegally and get caught up in a series of misadventures.
You can't say stop talking.
It's a bit of a cult classic and definitely not what most people.
What about, wasn't there one with Cher?
Yes, look in the chat. Moon Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T.
That was not Cher. That was not the title, was it?
I don't know.
Ralph, I'm afraid I'm not aware of any movie called Moon Knight Night that starred Cher. It's possible you may... Do you remember anything else about the movie or Cher's role in it?
I could have sworn Cher was opposite Bruce Willis.
It's because you said Moon Knight.
Ralph, I'm afraid I'm still not sure what movie you're referring to. As far as
love
I
that.
Know,
oh,
Cher and
me
Bruce
not
Willis
want
haven't appeared together in any movies. It's possible you might be mixing up different movies or TV shows, or maybe there's another actor with a similar name that you're thinking of.
So what scene were you talking about when she said snap out of it? Not you, Chica.
Ah, out of it. That's a famous line from the 1987 movie Moonstruck, starring Cher
Moonstruck.
And
Nicolas Cage.
Is when Cher's character, Loretta Castorini, is trying to talk some sense into her fiancé's younger brother, played by Nicolas Cage. Loretta gets fed up with his self-pity and melodrama and slaps him across the face while saying, snap out of it. It's become a pretty iconic scene, and the line has since been referenced in all sorts of pop culture. Was that what you were thinking of, Ralph?
Sure, why not? Go to sleep. That's funny. And she was even wrong, because apparently in the chat, Area 81 says that Cher and Bruce Willis did appear in a movie in 1992. Film Player? Is that the name of the movie? Player? Willis also Willis also co-stars with Meryl Streep. I like Meryl Streep. In the 1992 movie Death Becomes Her. I think I've seen that movie.
Yeah, me too.
The Player. Is that the one where they're trying to live forever or something like that? The girls?
I don't remember. I'm looking up this movie.
I don't remember. What are you eating, Mober? Jonah. What's for breakfast? Or what is that? Brunch?
Mini eggs.
Mini eggs? What's mini eggs? Oh, the chocolate eggs, you mean? Like the Easter eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I ate my last one there. Sorry.
That's fine. It's a mystery. Go ahead.
I typed in the movie that Aria had put in the chat. That's not the one with Cher in it.
No?
No, I'm looking and I don't see it.
Mr. Ray says, Mr. Ray from Ohio says, hopefully this weather don't head your way. Tornado warnings all day today. Oh boy. Most likely it will. It's funny you come about, Mr. A. I think I was telling a story earlier about going to Ohio.
And he's never going back.
Never going back.
Makes you wonder, where is she now?
Yeah. I wonder where is she now? I wonder if she married her brother still. You had to have been there.
No. Yeah, he's told the story before.
Yeah. But Cher, man, she's still up there. She's like 70 something years old. Yeah, and still banging young dudes. Good job.
Well,
she's like the I don't know how you say it, but like the other how everybody gets on guys' cases that they always going after the young girls. But she's like the anomaly of the other side where.
Oh, she's like a cougar.
She's a cougar.
Yeah.
I think she's been a cougar for like 30 years.
Yeah. I think the only one that was ever older than her was Sonny.
Who's from Sonny Bono?
Yeah. I think he was the only one that was older than her.
Oh, okay.
I did.
And how long did that last? Probably not long because she couldn't control him, probably.
Well, he's the one that made her, really.
What do you mean he made her? Like made her famous?
Well, yeah, because she, you know, I don't know the whole story. But I know that he was singing before she came along.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to get her into singing, and then they did some songs together. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
She was a what?
What?
Of what Aria said in the chat.
She was a battle. What do you mean a battle? Or a baddie, I'm sorry. A baddie.
A baddie. Yeah.
Yeah, she was, and she might still be. I haven't seen a recent picture of her.
Yeah, she still looks good.
One that did not do very well, I don't know, Madonna. She wants to be, I think she wants to be another Cher.
Ain't gonna happen.
And I don't think she can pull it off. I don't know.
No.
I'm gonna use that. What, baddie or battle?
But
I don't think Madonna can probably pull that off. She's probably had some younger dudes.
She always goes after younger dudes now.
Yeah.
Probably too young.
I mean, it goes to show, like, well, I don't know. I don't know if it goes to show.
Well, that age, like, is a number.
No. Oh, because it's kind of the same for, like, the fellas who go for younger girls. Now, before I get crazy, because I know the morning show got a little heated, I mean adequately appropriate younger girls. Excuse me. Not not younger girls like you're 40 going after 13-year-olds. No, I mean.
Like, that's wrong.
Yeah, you're 40 and you're probably hitting like 25-year-old, 30, whatever. Because I just saw this clip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if I can try and find it. With, it's kind of disturbing, man, because we look at artists and we kind of have them up on not a pedestal, but like, man, we revere them. And of course you get the groupies.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really pay attention at the time. But later on, how messed up they might have been treated.
Right.
Or is that a picture of
when she was with Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
I'll be right back. I just have to grab something that someone's dropping something off.
Sure, no problem. Who's that, Sonny?
Yeah, I mean, Sonny and Cher.
Look at them boobs.
Oh my God. See, he don't care about Sonny. And he was shorter than her too. Just so you know.
Yeah. Well, she got small. Anyway. Yeah. So going on to the groupies, this might be disturbing. So if you have children listening, earmuffs, please.
This girl is proof that a lot of rock stars are pedophiles. And this is extremely sad. So this is Lori Maddox. And as Wikipedia states, she's a former child model and a baby groupie of the 1970s. So when she was only 13 years old, Lori started frequenting clubs in West Hollywood, like the Whiskey a Go-Go. And in June of 1972, when she was only 13 years old, Lori was, as she claims, kidnapped. Lori had been kidnapped by Led Zeppelin's tour manager, a man named Richard Cole. Lori was then brought to Led Zeppelin guitar player Jimmy Page's room and basically kept there. Basically, Jimmy, who was 28 years old at the time, told Lori that he said he'd have her, so it's time to have her. And that started off their relationship. Jimmy reportedly kept this secret because he knew that it was wrong. It was statutory rape. He was 28 years old and she was only 13. And he went to great lengths to make sure that nobody would see him and Lori out in public. This included keeping her in secluded rooms where no one could see the two together. But their relationship is extremely well documented. And yes, this makes Jimmy Page a pedophile. But Jimmy wasn't the only adult that Lori was involved with while she was a minor. According to Lori, she actually lost her virginity to David Bowie. Yes, once again, while she was a teenager. And she also claimed to have slept with Mick Jagger when she was only 17. Now, the photos of Lori Maddox are extremely sad and disturbing, especially when you realize that all the men in these pictures are very old, 28, 30, 32. And in these photos, Lori is literally a teenage girl. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and it really perplexes me as to why people don't talk about this more. Like, nowadays, there's a massive discussion, a reckoning of things that have happened in the past, and yet with a lot of these classic rockers who had established relationships with minors, many of them physical in nature, they seem to just get glossed over. Now, Lori Maddox in her adult years actually came out and said that she couldn't wish this fate on her daughter. Here's a quote from her. She said, "I don't think underage girls should sleep with guys. I wouldn't want this for anybody's daughter. My perspective is changing as I get older and more cynical." So who knows at the end of the day exactly what all happened to Lori Maddox and who did what with her. But this story is extremely sad and disturbing and really makes you wonder how many of these old classic rock people did stuff like this. And what stories and things that they've done will never come to light because they've been hidden so well.
And yeah, that's one of the things that happened a lot in the entertainment industry, not just the movie industry, but music as well.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of groupies out there. If you were you ever like a, not a groupie, but well, I'm sure there was somebody, some artist that you would like,
yeah,
wanted to,
yeah.
Now you said that with some conviction. Who was that?
Probably Michael Jackson. Hello.
Did you ever once think that maybe you would be able to get it on with him?
No.
No? Was that because of like... Like you don't think he was that type or you think...
Maybe I wasn't that old. I don't know.
You wasn't that old? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like...
Oh, at a young, when you were a kid? Like a kid? No.
Oh, I loved him when I was a kid. Yeah. Mm. But...
But I mean, to the point where you would be a groupie to that extent, like.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of who was around back then.
Who's like famous singer in like Canada? Is it Alan Thicke?
No.
Were you a groupie for Alan Thicke?
It wouldn't have to be a Canadian. Jeez.
I don't know. I don't know if you like. Experience some music from over here. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Oh, she got the wrong chips. Shit.
Snow? Informer.
No, he was ugly.
And I'm boom, 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 now.
I'm trying to.
Don't worry about it. I don't know. For me, I would. And the messed up thing is, not messed up, but like we think of groupies as being only women. Like, I wonder if there's guy groupies.
Well, of course.
Sure, right? Like, I'm sure there's some guy groupies, but would you hear any stories of like, I know you've heard of, probably of Madonna, but back in the day, like, but she would mess around with her own dancers, I think, but not like audience members. And I'm sure there's been some guys who are clamoring over, like Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Or Samantha Fox.
Samantha Fox or Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Maybe. Definitely. Definitely now, probably Cardi B. I wonder if Cardi B would have any.
Oh, probably, but she's
would have any, especially with the types of music she puts out. Rock Wallet liked In Vogue a lot. Yeah, there was one of them in Vogue that I.
Oh yeah, she was pretty.
Had a thing for. What?
She was really pretty. The one in Vogue.
Yeah. Even for me, like the TLC one, the one with the long hair.
Yeah, Left Eye.
Well, Left Eye, but I like the other one. Was it Chili?
Oh yeah, she's totally right. Yeah,
she was my pick.
Of course.
Yeah. But those, you know, guy groupies, I'm sure.
Guys, think of some guy bands.
Guy band? Oh, come on, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. I'm sure there was some girls that, or you mean for you, that you wanted to be a groupie for?
You know what? I don't, to be honest, and it's not, I was never one that would think of being a groupie as in like, oh man, like, I want to go follow him. Yeah, like you might have said, oh my God, like, he's so cute.
Yeah.
I love his music. Oh, mm-hmm. You wouldn't mind like one night with him. But
what's up, Jumpy Man?
Uh-huh. I don't think I'd be like that. I don't think I was ever
you
like
that. You say that now, but probably like back in the day, you probably thought that. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I'm too old now.
Yeah. Not too old.
I know what you're getting at, Ralph.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Calling me old.
I'm not calling you old. I'm just saying like back in the day, I have a different mindset now that I'm older than I did when I was in my 20s.
Well, how come I can remember the girl bands compared to the guy bands? And I can only remember who.
Well, what era are we thinking about that you would probably be a groupie in? Like 80s, 90s, 2000s?
Let's go 80s and 90s.
80s? So who was around in the 80s? Milli Vanilli?
Oh, I liked him, Rob. The Rob See? Guy. He was so cute.
Why one? Weren't they twins?
They looked no, the same they were just no, no look oh. the same.
Oops.
That could be a bad
Yeah. CNC Music Factory? I don't think there was it two dudes? I think it was two dudes.
No, there was a guy in the music factory, but no.
Who in the 80s? What about Sir Mix-a-Lot? Was he in the 80s?
Oh. Probably, but no.
Can't believe y'all having this conversation right now. Why?
What? What was this? What did he say?
He said, I can't believe you guys are having this conversation right now.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Because we're thinking about being groupies? Oh. I'm just saying, like, who would you be a groupie for? This goes out to everybody in the chat.
I mean, like what? Cool in the Gang. There were some nice looking guys in there. Like Bon Jovi.
Danny Bonaducci.
Oh my God, no. Oh my Lord, no. He was so ugly.
The Fat Boys? A groupie? I mean, just try to get some.
I wouldn't say groupie. I would be the one to say all my.
Brian, what's his name? Brian Adams? What Brian Adams?
Yeah, I liked him.
See? Sing that song to you while you're in your lingerie in the bedroom? Yeah.
No.
Everything I do it for you. Yeah. Some butterflies flying over your face.
No. Oh yeah, no.
Do it for you.
But I don't think I would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever had like those kind of thoughts. I would love to go see them in person. I would have liked to have gone to concerts or something.
See, you would probably be the kind, and I don't know, you're probably pulling my leg here, but you would probably, by what you're saying, you would probably be the kind that would go innocently to like these backstages and you would just be taken advantage of.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Like, and you would be like, I know I'm being taken advantage of, but I'm going to do it anyway.
And then I'd cry because they just thought it was a one-night stand and I thought it was going to be forever. Yeah. That would be me. Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That's not what a groupie is. What do you mean that's not what a groupie is?
But really, a groupie goes and follows the group around wherever they go.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true. They would probably go to all of their concerts, follow the tour bus, maybe try and get themselves on the tour bus while they're traveling.
Right, right. And maybe they would hope they'd hook up, but they'd still be a groupie where they just go from. It'd be like me. I'd be like a Jeff Gordon groupie when he was racing, because if I could have had the chance, I would have went to every race that he went to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd follow him around, just, and I'd get stuff signed.
Yeah, that's her way of banging. Yeah, get stuff signed. Like what? Your boob?
No.
Your butt cheek?
No, I'm not like. No. I'm not that type of person. See, come on, you should know by now.
That's you now. Ask 20-year-old you. Or 21. Was he racing back? Let's not go back. Let's not go to the years. Yeah.
He's like, I can't even say because then you guys will know how old I am. But yeah, he was racing since he was 5 years old. So, like other cars.
Oh my God, is that true? I don't think so. Mr. Racing's.
No, he's been married. He's on his second marriage. That's other people that used to say that back in the day.
He says, because Gordon,
we know what he said. We don't need to repeat
the
it.
People listening in the audio don't know what he said. He said, Gordon, don't like your kind. He swings for the other team.
Right. Now, this for anybody, and for anybody that's listening that is a NASCAR fan, knows that people that were Earnhardt fans started this because Jeff was getting as good as the senior, and then they just started saying that he was gay. Really, he's not. He's been married twice, and he's on his second marriage, and he has two kids.
So everybody on the other team, you're fresh out of luck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Touche. Or
they called him the Rainbow Racer, Warrior, because his car. No! Well, back then they didn't know that, Ralph. You're getting me going now. Listen, the reason why they called them, that whole team, not just him, everybody, the Rainbow. See, now you're making me raise my voice. I just realized I'm raising my voice.
Mm-hmm.
The whole team was called the Rainbow Warrior because his car had like the rainbow colors on it. Like it was, you know what I mean? Not right. All
what,
the colors.
Was he sponsored by Skittles? Like what was?
He was sponsored by DuPont, which was paint, which was different color paints.
Hmm. Okay.
Yes. And now, Aria, you're right. Why are we having this discussion now?
I mean, I don't know. We're talking about groupies, and I'm just going by the audience interaction.
Well, one audience member needs to stop.
Perfect.
All right. Moving on. Yeah. Groupies. Yeah,
yes.
Groupies is they like to follow the band or the artist, you know, wherever they go. And, you know,
uh-huh.
Can't go wrong with that. If they're able to afford it, I don't know how they're able to afford this thing.
I know, right?
Because going on tour, like just, and if you're able to get tickets or maybe they just hang out behind, you know, wherever the tour bus is, I don't know how they pull this off, but that's expensive to be a groupie.
It is.
Hmm. It's crazy.
Like, did their parents give them money and let them go? Like, why weren't they going to school or working?
they were, I don't know. They were living off the backs of their boomer parents. You know, whatever. Whatever the case may be. Would they have been boomers back then? I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, be careful, man. Groupies. I wonder if there's groupies out there now, but there probably is. Well, technically, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's as far as I'll go because I know it'll get into some not naughty conversation, but uncomfortable conversation. But uh-huh. Yeah, that's groupies, people. That's groupies.